Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Should have told you by now.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast-to-coast. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she's the president and founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses and the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good to have you back.
Always great to be here.
We're continuing our series on success tips,
mm-hmm.
the success tips that you've created for home-based business owners. And we're still discussing, we still got a little bit to talk about with regard to the defined space of your home-based business. What does it look like? Where is it? How is it organized, and how do you use it?
Right. There's actually a lot of issues around this that people don't think about until after they're in the situation. And so I'm trying to get people to think about it in advance and possibly avoid some problems, some concerns, some difficulties in dealing with both their family and their home business, and perhaps with the clients in home business. One of the things we started talking about at the end of the last show we did was the see, hear, and smell principle that I developed out of my own experience of going into a friend's home-based business and seeing, hearing, and smelling a lot of things that you wouldn't have to deal with in commercial space. And it became very obvious to me that this is something, as home-based business owners, we need to think about. Even if we don't have clients coming to our home, if we have peers coming to our home, perhaps people we want to do some subcontracting with or networking with, their impression of us as a business person is also affected by how we personally live. And that doesn't mean that we're dirty people or smelly people.
Mm-hmm.
It means that the normal things going on in your household that you become oblivious to can sort of smack somebody else in the face when they come into your home-based business office.
I want to talk about the smell thing for just a minute.
Sure.
Have you ever walked into a business and the first thing you smell was popcorn?
Oh, yes, and I knew you were going to talk about that.
Have you ever walked into a business and a smaller business, or you walk by the break room,
mm-hmm.
and you could smell the lasagna being warmed
uh-huh.
up in the microwave
right.
in the break room?
Yes.
Now, I love popcorn, and I love lasagna.
Uh-huh.
Even if you have to warm it up in the microwave.
Uh-huh.
But there's something about food smell in a business that just doesn't seem... Let me put it this way. I'm not saying that you don't get over it, but it snaps your head around, doesn't it?
Right.
It makes you blink.
It doesn't seem like
right.
it goes
yeah,
into the workplace.
Something
well,
doesn't fit here.
That's right. And there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I urge people to do some things that will make it smell nicer in your home, such as simmer spices in a crock pot or a potpourri simmer pot. Or break
oh, bed. I used to do that all the time, Beverly.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, yeah.
You do have to be careful of some things. Like, I know people who use air fresheners or burn candles for the odor, to get rid of other odors.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful because there's some people highly allergic, particularly to scented candles.
Yeah.
They can also be forgotten during a client meeting and start a fire. So, you know,
and, guys, I guess there's something we can do, too. We'll come up with something in a minute. Yeah, they used to call me Mr. Candle, Beverly.
If you are the one who has the home office and you aren't the one that does the cooking and cleaning around the house, you can ask the other members of your household to cooperate by doing things to help you with the odor in the house. You're right. I am talking from a woman's viewpoint. I'm very aware.
Oh, I love it.
I know. It's one more thing you can talk to me about and show the difference between male and female. It, as a male, you still need to be aware of it.
It's
more of a turnoff for
you're
people.
Right. You're right.
So
guys just like for it to smell like nothing.
Well, if you
really,
manage
I mean,
that,
I think
great.
I mean that's the way I am. I think
yeah.
guys would rather it smell like nothing.
Right. And I'm not sure how you do that, but it's important to be aware of the smells.
Exactly.
In your home
I think one of the things to realize is is if you got a client coming over or somebody you're trying to who's the center of influence or something like that, and you have to realize that to start with, they might be just a little bit put off about a meeting in your home.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, that's not the day to cook cabbage.
No. Not if you know that there's somebody coming, that's for sure.
So you got to arrange the events of your home, of the family, mm-hmm. around these things, don't you?
Right.
You have to pay attention. You can't just be oblivious. You can no longer say, well, that's that world and this is this world. Those mm-hmm. in a home-based business, those worlds collide.
They do. They do indeed. And for most people, they won't care. They'll understand at some subconscious level. They'll know they're going to your home, which happens to be your office. Therefore, the whole atmosphere is going to be different than being in commercial space. But you want to make it as unobtrusively obvious as possible with them that this is a home office. It's also where you live. Excuse me. One other item is the pets, and it's part of the smell. Some pets can be smellier than others, and again, you will become used to those smells.
Mm-hmm.
Some dogs have much more of an odor to their fur. Cat boxes certainly need to be cleaned on a regular basis for lots of reasons. But you also need to be aware that as some people are allergic to the scent of burning candles, some people are allergic to pets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have pets in your house and other people are coming to your house because of business, you need to be aware of that.
Have you ever called someone's home office and you hear a bird in the background making,
yes.
you know, going nuts?
Right, I have. And it's the first clue that I'm calling a home-based business.
Yeah.
And they
act like it's the coolest thing in the world.
It's
hey, folks,
part
let
of
me
the
give
joy.
You a tip. Let me give you a tip. It's not cool. Or the dog barking.
Right.
You know, one of the yap dogs yapping in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love your dogs. I don't have a problem with that. But they don't belong around the phone.
No.
If they're going to make a lot of noise.
Now, I will tell you that I went to a meeting recently on personal business to a lawyer here in my new locale, and a very professional-looking office, and there was his dog sitting in his lap,
mm-hmm.
and the dog had a permanent place in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as common, certainly, to have a dog in commercial space
right.
as it is a home-based business. But, yes, you need to be aware. It is not fun for the client to have the dog barking and you say, excuse me, Marty, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very unprofessional, folks. Doesn't work. Here's a hint. Take the client off-site. Go downtown and rent a conference room downtown. We're going to talk about that right after these messages with our good friend, Beverly Williams. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, president and founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And Beverly, they can email you if they want to order your cassette, 21 Success Tips for Home-Based Businesses.
Right. Yes, they can. They can email me through the site at aahbb@crosslink.net or contact me through your site.
Right. They can. Absolutely. Yes. You can find Beverly all over my place, which is jbsba.com. That's aahbb@crosslink.com.
.net.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Crosslink.net. That's her
right.
email address. But you can also find that at our website, which is jbsba. That's 21 success tips. That's what, $15.95?
It is. And that includes the shipping and handling.
Includes the shipping. That's all inclusive, folks. So it's a cassette tape that I know you will enjoy putting into your popping me into your car cassette player or wherever you want to use it. Beverly, we were talking about the sights, sounds, and smells of our home offices, and
mm-hmm.
and I really like the idea of if it's somebody that you have the least little bit of concern that they
mm-hmm.
might be freaked out a little bit by going to a meeting in a home, or if you think your home office is not is presentable. And let me tell you something, folks. It's completely understandable that your home office would serve you absolutely perfectly as from a functional standpoint, but would not be street ready, would not be what we call streetable, where you would bring somebody in from off the street, so to speak, for a meeting. I can understand that, and don't you feel at least a bit disappointed or whatever about yourself if that's the case? That's the reason why they have executive suites. That's the reason people make conference rooms available for rent, Beverly.
Right, absolutely. And that's a wonderful thing for home-based business people, particularly. When they first started developing these and looking at the home-based business market, I was inundated with companies who wanted to sell this idea to home-based businesses. And it certainly is a viable option. It is not as expensive as people think it is. It can be very inexpensive, as a matter of fact. And the professional image that's projected by renting an executive office suite service is tremendous, and the value to that is tremendous.
Well, and especially, Beverly, if you realize that you're going to be downtown working, you've got an hour and a half between appointments, they'll make a cubbyhole available to you.
Right.
I just recommend that home-based business owners find an organization like that, and maybe even let them receive mail in some cases.
Right.
You just want to get to know these people, because they really can be a great extension of a home-based business.
They can, but for some people that still is a little overwhelming to think about having something like that. They may not feel that they're ready yet, either financially or clientele-wise, to rent an executive office suite type of service. But so there's other places they can go.
Right.
First option, of course, is to go to your client's office. They may really appreciate the fact that you took the time to come to them, so they didn't have to leave their office or their business in order to meet with you. So that's a big plus for you.
The only time that I found that clients don't want to be in the office is if you're going to discuss something. If they don't have an area where, you know, maybe the client doesn't have an area that can be as private as they'd like, and you're going to discuss something that's confidential.
Absolutely. That an office suite situation is perfect for that. The other place to check is, and I hope you are, a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Some chambers have extra meeting rooms that they will make available for members.
And if you're a member, there's usually no charge.
Right. Absolutely. And it's usually available. Not a lot of people take advantage of this. Hopefully they will in the future. I certainly did with our chamber.
Well, and also, I think you'll probably find that they'll be very happy to help you with that. They'll be excited that you wanted to use their services and their capability in that way.
Well, their whole purpose is to help you with your business.
That's right.
And so what better way than to provide you with meeting space? And you get to know the people at the chamber. They get to know you. That works really well in your favor down the road. When people call and are looking for your type of service, the chamber of people are going to remember you and recommend you. So it makes a whole lot of sense. I've also met clients in hotel lobbies when that was convenient for people. I've met them in restaurants for breakfast, coffee, you know, an afternoon snack, any other kind of meal.
That's another good thing. You don't even have to discuss why you're not going to your office. I mean, just, hey, let me take you to lunch.
Absolutely. That's a perfect way of doing that. I think the most important thing for people to understand is you do have other alternatives besides meeting in your home office, and you should take advantage of that. If your office situation at home is the ideal, like I had at my previous home and will have in my new home, I had a front door entrance. I had a separate office that had a small powder room near it. The rest of the house was pretty much closed off because of the configuration of the building. Nobody ever saw my other personal space, but I did still have to be aware of smells and sounds. So if there's ever a case where you feel really uncomfortable with this, even in the ideal home office situation, know that there are other alternatives for you. If you don't know where the executive suite offices are located, look in the yellow pages under office rental. Call your local chamber of commerce and ask them about it, especially if they don't have some meeting room for you. If you're not a member of the chamber and you're calling about the meeting space, it's a great time to learn more about them.
Absolutely. Well said, Beverly. Good job today. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
I will be here. Thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. She'll be back, I promise. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Ben McConnell. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.